Phosphorus contributes to the growth of algae and other plants that harm water quality and fish. The DNR wants tougher limits on phosphorus, and a rule package now at public hearings would affect industries and municipal sewage treatment plants. But some treatment plant operators complain they'd have to install expensive new equipment. At a hearing yesterday in Oconomowoc, Brookfield Public Works Director Tom Grisa said taxpayers won't accept the spending.
We've all seen what is happening across the country based on what is happening at the federal level. The public's tired of wasteful spending, big government dictates, unfunded mandates, and the lack of consideration of opposing viewpoints.
The Wisconsin Dairy Products Association also opposes the phosphorus plan. Executive Director Brad Ligrid says cheese plants and other firms would also face higher costs.
Any increase in regulatory costs become quite burdensome for them and shackles their competitiveness.
But cost concerns only go so far with Brookfield resident Sue Schollig. She backs the DNR's proposal, saying that it's getting hard to find algae-free waterways to take her grandchildren swimming.
So now it's coming down to where can I take them besides a swimming pool in Wisconsin.
Environmental groups also support the DNR's phosphorus plan, noting the state is targeting phosphorus runoff from farms in a separate proposal. Both rule packages may go to the DNR board in June. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.